This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, it's a shame. You know, we have an IKEA now in Las Vegas, and it's a really, really cool store. It's amazing. It's big. It's fun. It looks like they offer food that's not too expensive, and it's a really fun store to be around. I never really knew much about IKEA because I never had a store nearby, so it was the very first IKEA store I've ever been to. But the one thing I was kind of shocked by, and call me naive, is it's inexpensive, but it's very thin, you know, like the lamps, gorgeous lamps, but they feel like paper, you know, some of their products. And so this would have been a dream for me back in college. Well, not really, because I still didn't have money to buy furniture. But, you know, you need to, furnish your apartment, etc. You could get some real fancy-looking stuff pretty inexpensively because of IKEA. The problem is the flimsiness of it. And so, unfortunately, IKEA has announced a voluntary recall of 29 million chests and drawers after 3 children died in the past 2 years because of dresser tip-over accidents. All right? Now, I mean, you know, in the olden days, you bought a dresser, it's wood. It would stand alone. It's not going to fall over. I'm not sure what the IKEA dressers are made of, but apparently you put some weight in the drawer, you start to pull out a drawer, and kids like to pull out drawers, dresser falls on them. The recall affects MALM dressers and chest of drawers with 3 or more drawers, as well as a number of other IKEA models. The dressers and chests in question can be pulled over by a child if they aren't securely attached to a wall. Now, see, I lived in California for a brief amount of time, and I remember having to stick, if we had, a curio cabinet, we had to stick things down there because of earthquake issues. You know, you didn't want to lose your knickknacks, okay? Not that we ever had anything fancy, but we never really had to attach a dresser to a wall. I don't think that's a bad idea for any furniture if you have a young child running around. Whether you live in an earthquake, you know, type of city or not, but we never did. I never attached any furniture to walls. The furniture was always heavy enough, even plywood furniture was heavy enough, but I guess they're recommending that they have to be attached to walls. When multiple drawers are opened, or if a child opens drawers and attempts to climb on them, the dressers that seem too heavy for a child can move and then vulnerable to tipping over. Televisions as well could do the same. In 2014, 2 children, unfortunately both 2 years old, died in tip-over accidents involving the dressers. The next year, the company launched a program offering free wall-mounting kits to consumers and encouraging them to attach the dressers to the wall. But in February, a 3rd child died. 22-month-old baby in Minnesota died after an MALM mal chest fell upon him. So the family was renting their apartment and were not allowed to put holes in their walls. And IKEA's wall-mounting kits obviously require that you can put holes in the walls. So the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, or CPSC, notes that there have been other tip-over incidents as well, including 3 earlier deaths involving models of IKEA furniture and dozens of accidents that did not result in death. And they say the safety standards that make dressers more stable are currently voluntary, but some lawmakers are pushing for legislation to make the standards mandatory. And the newspaper which broke the news of the IKEA recall has reported extensively on the hazards of tip-over accidents. They say you can find much more information on, I guess it was in the, I believe, the Inquirer. I'm not sure. So, you know, it's frustrating, you know, because, you know, I think furniture is very, very expensive. And I do not like spending a lot of money on furniture. Furniture used to be a commodity. I mean, you know, furniture used to be, I mean, I remember, you know, my family talking about the family that died in the Holocaust. You couldn't just pick up and go because a lot of the value that they had, they didn't, you know, they didn't have money, you know, or jewelry, but they had furniture or they had some pieces of art. You would invest in your home, you had, that's what you did, and you would pass it down furniture. Furniture was so expensive that it was a commodity that you would pass down. Nowadays, we don't look at it that way, which is why a place like IKEA does so well. Because, you know, we also change our moods on how we want to, how we want to decorate. You know, one of the first houses my husband and I moved into, we wanted the Tuscan look. So, you know, we did the Tuscan thing for about 10, 15 years. Then when we moved, because of the recession, we had to downsize, etc., we were like, well, take the Tuscan thing. Let's kind of do more modern. You know, and so, you know, if you don't have very expensive furniture, you could very easily swap that stuff out. Unfortunately, our dining room table was not cheap. So we have a Tuscan-looking room because that furniture was too damn expensive. There's no way we're going to throw it out. I mean, hell no. So it's interesting. Consumer Group releases an annual list of dangerous toys for the summer. Massachusetts-based World Against Toys Causing Harm, called Watch, presented its annual report Tuesday at a children's hospital in Boston. The toys specifically named on the list aren't the only risky playthings on the market, they say, but the nonprofit group notes that some toy guns shoot projectiles with enough force to cause eye injuries. Toy helicopters, boomerangs, and other flying objects have rigid or sharp edges. These could cause facial injuries. They also warn that self-balancing scooters like hoverboards remain on the market, even though some retailers, you know, have admitted that I think some have taken them out, but some of these things that cause, I guess, light on fire, those things are still out there on the market. I'm kind of shocked. And so Watch has released the worst toys now, like, for over 30 years. And so you can go to their website. Unfortunately, there's also baby pools, inflatable pool toys, flotation aids. These things could unfortunately cause drownings. So watch what your kids are playing with. You know, in the olden days, we would play with sticks. We would play with the neighbor's dog. All of a sudden now, we're, you know, getting hurt. It's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom and Scott who are working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Last week when I was out of town, I saw this article came out. Some of you guys have already heard this, where apparently men are less likely to wear a condom if the woman is hot. Apparently, a recent study published in the British Medical Journal found that the more attractive men find a woman, the less likely they are to wear a condom. The more head-scratching result was that men surveyed were more likely to have unprotected sex with women they found to be at higher risk of sexually transmitted diseases. Past research has found that men identify a correlation between a woman's attractiveness and promiscuity, increasing the perceived likelihood that she has been exposed to STDs.
According to this study in New York Daily News, male judgment is questionable. Researchers concluded that men are more inclined to use condoms with safer women they find less attractive than with risky women for whom they lust. It's clear men can't get their minds into the... Oh, okay, I see. Okay, never mind. I'm reading what the author wrote here. There's also a study that indicates women's willingness to engage in unprotected sex can be predicted by the attractiveness of men. So the more attractive a partner, I guess the research is showing, the less likely we want to protect ourselves. Now, to me, this makes perfect sense evolutionary-wise, okay? Because remember, the drive to have sex comes from an evolutionary urge to procreate. So if you are very attracted to somebody of the opposite sex, then your body is not going to probably remember the birth control, because they're like, okay, this is somebody that you want to mate with. And your body doesn't realize that you guys aren't married, that you're not family planning, that you're not, you know, and remember, the olden days, you didn't have STDs. Okay? I mean, STDs started to come about when people wouldn't wait till they got married or find one spouse. I mean, obviously there were prostitutes and harlots and things like that out there. So, yeah, I mean, there were STDs, but in terms of the rampantness of it, you know, two people would fall in love. They would fall in love when they were 12, 13, get married early. You got married very, very early, very, very young. And then as soon as you started your period, make babies. And so it was, you didn't have time to have multiple partners. And I don't really think there was that many opportunities, because the dads back then were guarding their daughters with their life. So I think it's very, very interesting. That was a interesting study. We also have a study out saying playing with magnets could make you feel more attracted to your other half, which is good, because I really don't like shaving my legs and I really love my moo-moo. They say just thinking about the forced physical attraction of a magnet makes people feel more in love with their relationship. Being surrounded by the natural phenomena also leads people to feel higher levels of satisfaction and commitment towards ex-lovers. Now, the scientists blame their findings on a social priming effect, which I guess makes people behave differently when they are prompted to think about particular things. They think magnets make the feeling of attraction stronger in the brain, allowing people to feel closer to romantic partners. Okay, I have never felt amorous after playing with magnets, so I really don't know what the heck they're talking about. So they say here, social priming is when people are exposed to certain things which subconsciously cause them to react differently in some situations. Now, researchers from Texas A&M attempted to prevent false results by repeating their experiment, but they said other studies will be necessary to show the true effects of magnets. I hope they hurry, because we all are like really dying to know. They asked 120 students between the ages of 18 and 22 who had just come out of a relationship or were currently embroiled in one to fill out a questionnaire regarding their feelings toward the partners. Students were either then given magnetically attracting, magnetically repelling, or neutral blocks to play with before starting the questionnaire. Scientists found that those who played with magnetizing blocks reported a higher level of satisfaction, commitment, and attraction to their partners. No, I don't think it's that. I think it's just playing with a toy. Okay? I mean, when you play with a toy, you feel better. You feel happy. So whatever you were ticked off about, you just kind of forget. Whenever my husband's in a bad mood, I go play video game. And even though video games can make him grumpy, he usually forgets about what he was so mad about. So that's what I think it is. I don't think it's the magnets. Andrew Christie, co-author of the study, said the non-magnetic and repel condition did not differ from one another at all. They repeated the experiment and they removed the neutral blocks from the equation, and then they found that those people thought they were more satisfied, committed, or attracted to each other. I mean, maybe that'll help. Maybe my husband will sleep with me more if I let him play with magnets first. I don't know. It's interesting. One thing that we're seeing, whether you want to take this study seriously or not, is the distraction aspect of things. You know how we say whenever you get mad at your kid to wait 10 seconds, count to 10? Otherwise, you're going to open up a can of whoop butt on their butts and end up going to jail. You know, taking your time distracting really helps. You know, I mean, okay, if I'm mad about something, let's say I'm driving and somebody cuts me off and I brood about it and I brood about it and I brood about it, okay? But if I get a phone call that comes in through the phone and I talk and then I get off the phone, I'm not that mad about that car anymore. You know, we may need to. You know, it's crazy. One of you had written me about the mom who killed her daughter right before her wedding day. And, you know, you have these shootings and you have these people getting mad. And we had a lot of shootings, I guess, this last weekend of domestic issues. And you know, when you look at that, you're like, you know, people don't know how to fight. And, you know, we're animals still. Yeah, we may dress up, we may put makeup on, wear a bra, brush our teeth, use condoms, you know, but we're still in the animal kingdom. And I think many of us have the potential to get so mad where unfortunately we can lose it. And so what may be very helpful, since the pharmaceutical industry is doing its best, but, you know, you could only do so much if somebody does not want to take their medication, and if somebody runs out of their medication, then they could unfortunately have a rebound of their grumpiness and their anger, is, you know, maybe we have to, you know, train people to do these little distraction exercises. You know, but see, a lot of us, that's not satisfying. I mean, when I'm mad at my husband, you know, I don't want to be distracted. You know, honey, let's go for a walk. Oh, no. I want to lay into you, and I have a good hour and a half worth of material to lay into you with, and I am going to satisfy my whoop-butt urge to lay into you. And some of us, we want to keep the fight. Some of us, we want to fight, you know, and maybe we need outlets. Maybe we need regular fight sessions. Maybe that's another thing we could do, because I see a very growing, you know, health concern of people getting so mad. You know, when you look at this Orlando shooter, you know, that shot up the nightclub last week. And, you know, you hear that, you know, he had possibly had some failed relationships on some gay dating sites. You know, and you wonder, was it ISIS that was the drawing factor, or was there a breakup that he underwent? Even though he was married, he might have had another obvious relationship. Extramarital relationship that might have gone bad, but, you know, he visited that nightclub he wanted to gun people down. Was it an underlying ISIS issue, or was it an underlying anger issue, or was it an underlying racist issue? You know, we don't know. And so, you know, we talk about, you know, video games inspiring violence. You know, what if video games are an outlet for people? You know, what if we need to have weekly or daily outlets? Now, a lot of people, they won't punch a punching bag. They won't do it. A lot of people, they won't. I mean, they want to hurt other people. And so what if there is I'm wondering if, I don't know. I mean, again, this is my, these are my wheels turning. What if there is a business, okay, that has these places where you have to go every week, or who knows, maybe once a day after work, and there's somebody there that ticks you off, and you're able to get into a fight with them, and you get into a verbal fight, or you get to push them around or whatever, and you get it out of your system, and then you come back and you're like, yeah, and then you just come back and it's out of your system. I don't know. I you know, they don't study this. They don't. You know, we don't have stress tests on people, so we don't know what is causing a person to just all of a sudden kill their daughters. We don't know what the hell is going on with these people when they decide to just lose it. But, you know, maybe it's because they're not getting releases. And maybe we need to have, you know, release options out there so they don't hurt their family members. You know, something where the guy is protected and, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you would set this up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. Okay, remember we talked about how aspirin, we've talked about this for years on the show, how aspirin kills cancer cells. And aspirin can be probably one of our biggest adjuncts to cancer-fighting therapies if we use it right. Well, we have a new development, okay? Liquid aspirin could help fight
brain cancer. And British experts found that this drug can cross the blood-brain barrier, okay, and could save the lives of thousands of brain cancer patients. Many times this blood-brain barrier protects the brain, and a lot of drugs can't, cancer drugs can't pass it. Scientists are announcing the results of early tests which show liquid aspirin 10 times more effective than, get this, regular chemotherapy at killing brain cancer cells. The team is confident that even more powerful combinations could be created if liquid aspirin is combined with cancer drugs, enabling strong drugs to properly attack brain tumors for the first time. The research was carried out by Portsmouth University and a three-man startup company in Manchester. They said this is a game changer. Less than 20% of brain cancer patients survive more than 5 years, compared to 87% of breast cancer and 98% of testicular cancer patients. So the standard treatment involves surgery, where possible, to remove the tumor, and then they do radiotherapy and then chemotherapy. But chemotherapy is really effective because it can't get into the area. There's this blood supply via a blood-brain barrier. It's this membrane which divides the blood cells from the cerebral fluid. And so to get into the brain, a lot of these drugs can't pass this blood-brain barrier. So this research was presented at the Brain Tumors 2016 conference in Warsaw, Poland, and it reveals that aspirin can act as a Trojan horse to carry drugs through the through this barrier. And now aspirins, there's soluble aspirins that are not completely soluble, which means they could be too big to get through the membrane. But this Manchester-based Innovate Pharmaceuticals, from brothers Simon and Jan Cohen, with a local consultant, Dr. Jane Stewart, found that combining aspirin with a solubilizer and a stabilizer resulted in a truly liquid state. So the Portsmouth University team, whose research was funded by the Brain Tumor Research Charity, found in lab tests that the solution showed huge promise. They tested the liquid aspirin solution, known as IP1867B, on cancer cells from adults and children with a very common and aggressive form of brain tumor called glioblastoma. I'm not saying it's a common tumor to have, but it's a common type of brain tumor, the glioblastoma. And they found it was 10 times more effective than any combination of any currently used drugs. Aspirin itself can kill cancer cells, but if it allows cancer drugs to come in as well, then you got a double whammy on this brain tumor. We had a friend, one of our best men at the wedding, died of a brain tumor. It was a real shame. Too young. He was only 28, I believe. Very, very scary stuff. So this definitely hits home. So anything they could do, to help, anything they could do to help fight this. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say dogs may help detect hypoglycemia in diabetic patients. Remember when I told you there was this woman going through a hypoglycemic episode and the dog picked up on it and tried to keep her awake enough to call 911? You've heard of these cases. They say dogs may be able to prevent type 1 diabetic patients' blood sugar levels from dropping dangerously by detecting the start of the hypoglycemic episode with their sense of smell. Teaching dogs to detect higher levels of a chemical exhaled in human breath during a hypoglycemic episode, the ketones, could prevent potentially dangerous health conditions in diabetic patients. Now, this report comes out of England. Now, so people with type 1 diabetes, they can't make insulin. And insulin is what basically draws the blood sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. And so they have to test their blood sugar several times a day to make sure the sugar levels are not too high or too low. Episodes of hypoglycemia can come on without warning. So they could get shaky, disoriented, fatigue, they could seize, they could go unconscious, they could die. So based on reports of dogs warning their owners to changes in blood glucose, including a pediatric diabetes specialist nurse named Claire Pesterfield, apparently they found that her dog, Magic, had been trained to detect when her blood sugar dropped dangerously low, alerted her to thousands of mostly minor hypoglycemic episodes when she was asleep, allowing her to test her blood and then correct the problem. So her dog Magic is incredible. He jumps up, puts his paws on her shoulders to let her know if he smells the hypoglycemic Cummy. Oh, what a good puppy dog. See? For this study, published in... the only reason why my dog would do that is if he has to go potty. For this study published in the journal Diabetes Care, the researchers studied 8 women with type 1 diabetes between the ages of 41 and 51 who have been treated for diabetes for at least 16 years. The researchers slowly lowered the woman's blood sugar and used mass spectrometry to measure the presence of chemicals in the breath that made you... My guess is they're talking about ketones. You know when you get that ketone fruity breath? And they also looked at isoprene, and it rises significantly during hypoglycemia. The researchers say they believe dogs detect the isoprene. Oh, all right. And then the dog wakes them up. Oh, that's good. My dog is so useless. You know what? It's very, very interesting. My cats, so we went away. We had somebody kind of, you know, house sit and watch the cats. And the cats hate it when we leave town. I don't understand why, because they don't like my singing. And, you know, I'm pretty obnoxious with them. And I, you know, yell at them all the time, you know, for going pee-pee house, because the one did pee on my robe. And one cat literally kissed me. When I got back. Now, you know how cats, they nibble on your finger or they will lick you. I don't let the cat lick me too much because then, because it tickles, okay? So the cat, in turn, decided to just kind of go up and just press her mouth, right, against my arm. And then looked at me to see if I'll allow that. See, cats don't kiss. What cats do when they like you is they bring their nose up. They try to do a Morse code whisker flick on you, right? You know, and they may lick you. Okay, this she knows I didn't want to be licked because I was too tickly, so she kissed me, and I thought that was very interesting that the cat. Would try to, because when I kiss the cat, that's what I don't lick the cat. I just put my mouth on the cat, and I did try licking the cat's face once, not that cat, because I realized cats don't like to be kissed. You know, if you go up to your cat and you press your lips onto the head and you go, they don't like that. They don't understand that, but they do understand a lick. So I tried that once. I licked the cat's head, and the cat didn't like it. You know, it was like, okay, now, you know, they didn't like that. Okay, so I'm like, all right, well, I don't know how to communicate to the cat, you know. I mean, I'll tell the cat I love him, and, you know, hopefully the cat picks up on that. But this was the first time I saw an animal try to do something human to show love. And I thought it was amazing. That was pretty, pretty cool. I'm like, oh, but the baby get the cat. Okay, all right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when we come back, a woman sues her doctor after he tells her that she's infertile. She ends up getting pregnant, and now she wants to sue for mental anguish. And Diet Pepsi had removed the sweetener last year, and I guess people were concerned about cancer. They're bringing it back because sales plummeted and they want to revamp sales. And then there's also discussion of handing out an antidote for drug overdose as we prescribe pain pills. How expensive would that be? And do we even have enough of that? We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-800-800-800. 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are organizing National Blood Donation Week and State Blood Donation Days. If you want to help set this up, we are setting it up for September 4th through the 10th. We need assistance in every state as we're organizing Michigan Blood Donation Day, Hawaii Blood Donation Day, Oregon Blood Donation Day. Please, we would love your help. Even if you can't donate blood, if you know somebody
anybody who could host a drive or help us with some of the promotion, we would really, really appreciate it. Contact us at drdahlia.com. So getting an overdose antidote with the painkiller may cut ER visits. All right? They say patients who use illegally strong painkillers, the opioids, are at risk for being a part of the nation's epidemic of overdosing on narcotics. And a new study says that the patients were prescribed the overdose antidote along with the medication, they made fewer painkiller-related visits to the emergency room. Hospitals and first responders have long used the antidote naloxone to revive people who stop breathing because of an opioid overdose. Basically, it competes with the opioid in the brain so that the brain doesn't get the opioid and then the respiratory drive doesn't go down. So they say take-home doses are also given to friends and family of people struggling with substance abuse to keep on hand in case of emergency. Monday's study went to see if the take-home antidote idea also could work for patients with chronic pain who may not realize that they could accidentally get into trouble with prescription painkillers like OxyContin, Vicodin, etc. And the CDC says between 1999 and 2014, more than 165,000 people died in the U.S. from opioid pain medications. It's crazy. Either doing it deliberately or accidentally. So they've started to, in San Francisco, give out naloxone or Narcan. And what they did is Dr. Philip Coffin from the San Francisco Department of Public Health told six primary care clinics run by the health department to add a naloxone prescription for all patients with chronic pain who were taking long-term opioids for relief. The clinics serve publicly insured and uninsured patients. To help ensure they listened, providers were urged to say the antidote was for bad reactions to painkillers, rather than using the word overdose. About 38% of the 1,900 eligible patients received a prescription for the antidote and were taught how to use it. The patients that were more likely to receive this were less likely to go to the ER. And 47% fewer painkiller-related ER visits occurred. Now, the study doesn't prove that naloxone helped. Two of the five opioid-related deaths were among patients who were still prescribed naloxone. And they said a survey found 5% of the naloxone recipients had an overdose reversed when they took the antidote that had been prescribed. But if they notice a trend in less people needing to go to the ER, they may think it's positive. My problem with that is, as we discussed with Dr. Chris Johnson when he was on the show, he said, look, you know, you could take the naloxone, but the opioid half-life is longer. And so you could still overdose 30 minutes later, hour later, the naloxone wore off, but the pain pill is still in the system. And so even if you have to take the medication, it's recommended that you still go to the ER. So I'm a little nervous about this do-it-yourself type of thing. But it's an interesting study nonetheless. There's a case where a woman in Michigan sues her doctor. Very interesting. She was told that she couldn't get pregnant. I believe her fallopian tubes were scarred. I'll tell you a little bit more about this. And she's 50 years old. And in 2008, when she was 40, okay, so what year is it now? So she was 44 maybe. She wanted to undergo a permanent birth control procedure. But the doctor told her that her fallopian tubes were blocked and she had no chance of becoming pregnant. And the patient, Lori Chichewis, claims that the doctor told her that she didn't even need to use birth control. 3 years later, however, she became pregnant. In April 2011, she gave birth to her daughter, Reagan, who has Down syndrome. She told WXYZ that once she found, there's an affiliate called WXYZ. That's cool. That's really cool. That once she found that she was pregnant, there was never a question of whether she would give birth to her special needs child. She said she's full of life, kind, sweet, everything you can imagine. So, of course, she gave birth to the child. Good. But she said she never wanted to be pregnant. So she is now seeking damages for emotional distress caused by the unplanned pregnancy. She goes, I'm older. I don't know. Will I see her graduate college? Will I see her go to college? Will I see her get married? Will I see her graduate high school? All this is going through my mind. So the lawsuit seeks to keep her doctor accountable for his alleged misguidance. So do they have a case? Well, I mean, here's the thing. If there's proof that she asked for birth control and he said, no, I refuse to give it to you, there could be a case. Now, if there's more to the story, you know, we have to be very, very careful with birth control in older women. Maybe there would have been risks with the procedure. And if he said, look, based on the risks of the procedure and the benefits you're going to obtain, since there's a good chance you're not going to get pregnant anyway, it may not be worth the risks, that could be all a part of an informed consent discussion that they had. But if he said there's no way you're getting pregnant, and by the way, I think a doctor is an idiot whenever they do that. I mean, if that's what happened, okay, you never tell somebody there's no way you're going to die or there's no way there's going to be an issue. There's no way. You don't do that. Doctors don't talk like that. Okay. And so I sincerely doubt, I mean, we're taught in medical school to never do absolutes. You just don't say, oh, there's no way that could happen. I'm a professor at Touro University of Nevada, and one thing I try to work with the students is if I hear somebody say, no, 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 don't worry, this won't cause cancer, you know, you don't say it like that. You know, you say, look, you know, right now we don't see any studies at the time, you know, concluding that, but, you know, you just never say never type of thing. And so it's a, you know, you want to reassure somebody. So I don't know if the doctor actually told her, look, there is no way in heck you're going to get pregnant, don't even bother. But, you know, I mean, if the conversation was more like, you know, look, you know, this procedure is risky, the one that you want. And since you really have a low risk of getting pregnant anyway, do you really want to undergo the risk? And she said, you know what, maybe not. I didn't realize that I really couldn't get pregnant anyway. You know, then this could be up in the air. But if he said there's no way you're going to get pregnant that you did, there could be a case. It just, to me, any life is a blessing. But I understand she's older and it's putting her into some sort of distress. So it's not for us to judge. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Diet Pepsi noticed a slump in sales. And I guess they are creating a new diet beverage containing aspartame, less than a year after they pulled it off the market. The sweetener had been linked to cancer in lab mice, and industry executives blamed the decline in sales on concerns people have about aspartame. We don't buy soda because it's expensive. And it's not very healthy. That's why we don't buy soda. So the removal of the sweetener tested the theory that it was to blame for fleeing customers. In May 2015, the vice president of Pepsi said aspartame is the number one reason consumers are dropping diet soda. So diet soda sales start to plunge. But they say consumers dissatisfied over the change in flavor might now incite them to come back with it. So the company will start selling the new Diet Pepsi Classic Sweetener Blend this fall, which will contain aspartame in its formula. Diet Pepsi will continue to be sweetened with sucralose instead of aspartame. Meanwhile, Pepsi Max will be reintroduced to the U.S. consumers as Pepsi Zero Sugar will still contain aspartame. So aspartame was a synthetic chemical that's 200 times sweeter than sugar and doesn't have hardly any calories. And it's known as E951 under the name NutraSweet. It's made from two naturally occurring chemicals, aspartic acid and phenylalanine. These are both amino acids, and they make up proteins. And it was discovered by accident in 1965. I think he was working on a new ulcer drug, and then he spilled it on the liquid, and then when he found it on his finger to be sweet, apparently he licked it. He's like, wow. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again.
Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.